Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Towards the end of the year, and we're starting to see just a little bit of easing with regards to Chinese equity markets. What with rumors or expectations that there might be tighter monetary policy in the year ahead, and also some of these new flickering and rising tensions between China and the U.S. just weighing on sentiment a little bit. But forget all of that. There is still this impressive Chinese economic recovery underscored by November's industrial production and retail sales data, and also expectations that China itself and earnings will recover in the year ahead, especially with all of these fund flows that might come in with the continued liberalization of markets. So what does 2021 really hold for markets out in Greater China, even in Hong Kong? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Peter Chun, the founder of Silver Bear Capital out in Hong Kong, to share with us his thoughts on what the year ahead bodes and what the promises and headwinds are for Greater Chinese markets. Peter, thanks so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health out in Hong Kong. And welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So, Peter, I just laid it out quickly, but let me repeat it for our listeners. China's macro report card for the month of November was quite impressive. Industrial production growing by 7% and retail sales also growing by about 5% for the most part. What does this tell us about China's sustained economic recovery? Is this just a confirmation that the engine is still going and that the patient is continuing to recover?
Well, the engine is definitely going. I mean, if everybody remember, but in the beginning of the year, there is certain intervention from China government doing all sorts of things to assist the economy to come back. And obviously, their effort has not been wasted. And you can see the numbers are actually going the direction that they wanted to go. Basically, the selling point here is that there is quite a bit of population in China, and Chinese government believed that this is their genuine asset that would drive the economy forward. And obviously, one day, eventually, Chinese economy will end up looking like the U.S., where consumer demand drives growth. But I think it's a point that I wanted to make is it's not a direction Beijing wants to take, actually. For now, I mean, China preferred to maintain a high savings and strong investment in R&D as well, just to continue this momentum for themselves for the next couple of years.
Right. So the thing, too, that we have to look forward to also is that we've seen signs of China continuing to liberalize and open their markets on the mainland, thus attracting more investors in. And we have to also take note of the fact that Chinese yields, bond yields, still remain rather high and still trade at a decent and notable premium versus, say, those in the Western world or some developed markets. What is Silver Bear's outlook with regards to foreign fund flows in China? Is 2021 the year where we might see a strong surge in inflows into Chinese equities and bonds, which could then buttress against any sort of headwinds and possible downsides we might expect in the year ahead?
The inflow to support Chinese equity and bonds will continue, obviously because of the performances. And I think a lot of the bonds, the Chinese bonds, are improving during the past few years with regards to the integrity, the performance. So it's actually it came a long way. So right now, a lot of the people slowly do recognize some of the bonds, quality bonds right now in China, although there is some Chinese company who did not perform properly for the last year, especially during the COVID. But I think in the long run, the mainland equities and bonds will be okay.
Right. Peter, let's talk about bonds for a bit, because we have seen a bit of a shakeup in Chinese bonds. Seems that authorities are more tolerant of letting companies or distressed companies default on their bonds, and in a way to try and improve the overall financial health of Chinese markets. And some optimists say that in the long term, this will actually be good because it will mean better health for Chinese bond markets and the markets and financial markets overall. Where do you sit on this? Do you think that the rising defaults are something to be worried about or something to be optimistic about? And I think the follow-up question also is, if Silver Bear was to go look for bonds as all of these defaults are unfolding, how would you go about identifying good companies if you were to look for, if bonds in China are something you're looking at?
Well, I think the incidents actually had happened partly due to the COVID, which I just mentioned. And I think it's a wake-up bell, really, for the Chinese government to relook how to guide these bigger companies to go around obstacles. Now, on a normal day, without the COVID, I'm sure they'll be able to continue to find money to continue their bond without getting into default. But again, the COVID probably has slowed things down quite a bit, and it had actually woken up some of the alarms right now in China about certain companies and certain type of management should probably entrench themselves, and hopefully they will correct their perspectives and mentality in managing the company, and therefore, I think in the long run they should be okay. Now, from our point of view, it's also an opportunity because I think it's a chance for us to go and kind of find the good ones that has a certain room for us to make money with. And some of the mistakes that they're making, we really don't mind because, you know, they're just large companies with certain backup already, so it's kind of hard for them to fail. But the default definitely act like a wake-up bell for them, and I'm sure they will react.
We're still speaking to Peter Chun, the founder of Silver Bear Capital out in Hong Kong, here on Money FM 89.3. Peter, we do want to also ask you about the recent restrictions on Chinese firms by U.S. authorities. Now, we do know that we are in the final days of the Trump administration, but we've seen a number of global indices remove some of these companies in question because of ties to the Chinese military or other certain sanctions. You know, the question now, and on the other hand also, is China is also becoming more stern and strict with their domestic tech firms. For instance, the likes of Alibaba, Ant Group, and Tencent, just to name a few in the last couple of weeks. How is this all shaping your view on Chinese markets and, in particular, Chinese tech scene? Is the potential upside next year enough to, again, outweigh some of these serious concerns that investors might have with regards to tech being challenged?
Well, that's a good question. I think we should start looking at what the U.S. guys are doing, trying to put companies to bed, whereby obviously when there is a wrongful doing with the accounts, so that's where it all started. And then the next step was to look at to see if there is heavy duty Chinese government involvement in the tech firm, which will strategically steer what so-called commercial company into a strategic piece. So I think that's the second thing that they're looking at. And the third thing is, obviously, during the election, the same thing happened in U.S., whereby they found the social media giants are acting maybe not in everybody's favor sometimes. And there is questions about how people should manage these giant firms. And I think they just hit some of the bigger guys like Alibaba and Tencent, of course. Their name came up, popped up, you know, easily on that radar. And then I think this reshaping thing is also for China to look at as well, not just the U.S., because I think this is also going to be the same issue for Chinese government to look at. But however, I think the opportunity here is when the goalpost was moved by the U.S. side, some of the Chinese firm, if they wanted to continue working in the U.S. or they wanted to maybe go public in the U.S. or maybe do anything in U.S., would have to probably start to work with U.S. local, whereby example is likely about TikTok, which has the same issue before. They were about to be kicked out of U.S. and then later on the solution was provided and they were allowed to work with a local a group of companies to allow them to continue operation in U.S. So this is a classic example where the opportunity lies.
Right. And Peter, I do have to ask you, all of these weighing on the tech scene in China and on Chinese companies in general, be it these regulations, stricter regulations from Chinese authorities or these headwinds coming from the U.S., how might this impact Hong Kong markets, especially those dually listed shares out there? And in particular, will this also impact Hong Kong's IPO pipeline, which was very impressive and I believe probably the most active in the world or one of the most active in the world this year? Is this all going to impact the impressive IPO pipeline out in Hong Kong?
It will. I mean, obviously, everybody is kind of putting a lot of focus in the U.S. and Hong Kong market lately and trying to compare the two. And obviously, when U.S. is pushing away possible clientele not to go to U.S., and obviously the next station potentially would be Hong Kong, and therefore this was so-called sanction to Chinese companies that actually helped Hong Kong market to attract even a stronger IPO pipeline. And therefore, again, which kind of carry forward to the next year, and obviously people had nowhere else to go, and, you know, Hong Kong market was obviously the next attractive destination, and therefore this actually had helped the Hong Kong market quite a bit.
Peter Chun, founder of Silver Bear Capital, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to share your outlook for greater Chinese markets in the year ahead. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times, and we look forward to having you back on the show soon. Again, in the meantime, happy holidays ahead.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.